1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And let's see. Are we going to put David on? The Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show. It's always an honor to have him on the air with us. And we always sometimes discuss some programming things. So prep, I guess, today, David?
Yeah, Phil, what we're going to do, I'm just making a turn. I was on my way home, and I thought I'd call you, and I thought I would share with the audience some results of some research that we've done, some focus groups that we've done.
And with regard to the Phil Hendry Show?
With regard to the Phil Hendry Show. It's really interesting stuff, and I wanted to, I just wanted to give it a little bit to your audience.
Go ahead.
Well, Phil, this is really great stuff. In doing research and in doing focus groups, we try to find out which part of the audience is not being served, and we try to bolster that aspect of the show. Your show is very strong with men, particularly young men, but the area that we have found where your program probably doesn't do as well as we'd like it to, Phil, is in the area of the demographic of 18 to 34-year-old women who are a number of quite a large number of listeners that we don't think right now are being serviced by the Phil Hendry Show, and they're a very, very hot demo.
Well, I've heard it said that our program is testosterone-driven.
I would agree with that, Phil, and as good a show as you've got, we want to do some things to begin phase two of the building of the Phil Hendry Show. We've done such a great job 6 months into syndication, brand new to Afternoon Drive in Los Angeles, in bringing your brand of radio commentary and your brand of radio journalism to the air. What we want to do now is get these women. And
all right, this is unusual, not to interrupt you, but this is very unusual for us to talk about programming strategy. But we do that, and what David is basically saying, if you don't mind, David.
Oh, go ahead.
Is that there is at least that segment of the audience that we need to bring more into the fold, younger women, 18 to 34-year-old women.
Right, so I have got, and the result of our research is fantastic. We worked with Bill Billingsley, who I know you know. And
does some great work.
Yes, he does. Have you got a pencil and a pad of paper?
Yeah.
Here are the subjects, and here are the topics that when you are trying to broadcast to 18 to 34-year-old women, you must do these, and you have to do these as frequently as you possibly can. What we want to do...
What about politics? I just wanted to ask that question straight out because we talk a lot about politics on our show.
All right, politics. That's an area that you may not want to do. It gets a little dangerous. The reason for that is that women, young women, they work hard and they're in the workforce. You don't want to do politics with them.
Okay, why?
Well, it's dangerous. They're not that well versed in it. Some of it's a little bit complicated for them. Some of the words are a little big.
I just wanted to know what areas of the show of commonality. Politics?
Yeah.
Young women don't want to hear that.
It's not that they don't want to hear it. It's that
they don't understand it?
They don't understand it. That's what we got from our focus group. You take an average woman between the ages of 18 and 34 in the United States, and you say something along the lines of, hey, what do you think about the United States and China reaching a trade agreement? And you might as well be talking, literally, Phil, and I don't mean any disrespect, you might as well be talking to your car, or you might as well, to your hand. And I guess I don't want to make a joke, but I guess a woman and your hand, in a lot of ways, they're interchangeable.
Okay, let's get to the... let's get to the list of...
The list of things that we got here. Number one, beauty tips. If it's possible for them to be beautiful is what I'm saying. So the way you approach this...
All right, now, to get the audience up to speed, these are topics that we need to draw more 18 to 34-year-old women into our listening fold, right?
That is correct.
All right, this is the Phil Hendry Show. I have David Hall with me. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Beauty tips?
If it's possible for a woman to be beautiful, she wants to hear beauty tips. Tips on how to make her face look beautiful. And this stuff is new to me, too, Phil, so I don't know what that would entail.
What do you mean if it's possible for her to be beautiful?
Well, some women are, you know, like men. Some women are going to go through life, they don't really have, you know, what you call beauty. So you need to speak to the women in your audience that are beautiful or could be beautiful.
Okay.
And the next one, let me just go through these, Phil.
All right, go through them, and then we'll figure them out.
Next one, fashion tips. And basically what that means is you talk about shoes. Now,
this was from the focus group from last night.
Yeah, from the three focus groups we did last night. Just talk about shoes. The other one is hitting the glass ceiling. Now, what that is, apparently women complain a lot about how they don't have stuff. You know, what is it that women don't have, Phil, you know?
Well, is that economic?
Yeah, it's something. They're complaining about not having something, so they bellyache about that. The other things you want to do are horoscopes, mind reading, voodoo. They're into voodoo and mind reading. I don't know what.
Well, the psychic hotlines.
Yes. Is that what that is?
Psychic hotline is different from voodoo and mind reading, though.
I didn't know that. So what is that?
Psychic, I don't know. It's some kind of a deal where they call up and...
They find out about their future, right?
Yeah, about their life, their future.
All right, so that's the other thing. Relationships. Basically, what we found out from our focus groups is that most women go steady with or have relationships with men that they are always complaining about with their girlfriends. And so what you want to do is, and they also complain sexually about these guys not knowing enough. Here's a topic that I want you to try, okay?
Well, David, what I'd like to do, if I could just make a suggestion.
Go ahead, Phil.
I would like to get through this stuff. And
no, I want you to try this topic out. This is a great one because we found this out in the focus group. Call us up and tell us about the human garbage that you're going out with and how he can't find your clitoris. Now, that's a topic that...
Wait, David.
Phil, hold on. That's a topic that we researched and that we found to be successful. So I want you to go ahead and do that maybe for the next 15-minute segment. And I'm going to go over our material. Okay, Phil? Okay? Just do it. What I told you I wanted you to try some of this stuff out, right?
I knew that you wanted to try some of it out. I did.
Well, then do the topic that we researched.
The topic is what?
Have women call us up and tell us about the human garbage that you're going out with and how he can't find your clitoris. Do it.
Call us up and tell us about the...
Do it the way that you would do it. Do it. Come on, sell it. Jesus, what are you doing? Phil, are we on the air?
We're on the air, yeah.
Then sell the topic. Go.
Okay, call us up and tell us about the human garbage... Call us up and tell us about the human garbage that you live with and how he can't find your clitoris.
Give the phone numbers.
1-800-449... David, I think that this is a little sexually explicit.
Do the topic.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. And while we wait for those phone calls to come in, then...
Well, reset the topic. What is it?
Call us up and tell us how... Tell us about the human garbage you live with and how he can't find your clitoris. This is about relationships, right?
Yeah, it's about... Women love to talk about relationships, and they can't stand the men that they're with because sexually they're lousy. So that we combined that and came up with...
Why are we referring to the boyfriends as... excuse me, as human garbage?
Because most women can't stand them. I mean, you know. You need some water?
Yeah, I do. I can't... This topic, it's scaring me a little bit, okay?
Oh, come on. You're a broadcaster. All right, now, while we're waiting for phone calls, talk about waxing.
And see, that's something I don't know anything about.
I don't know anything about it either. But every couple of weeks, women pour hot wax on each other, and then they rip each other's flesh off. So ask him about that.
And well, I don't know anything.
It doesn't matter. Ask him about it.
Ladies, call us up and tell us why you rip each other's flesh off every 2 weeks by pouring hot wax on each other.
Right. And then it really doesn't matter. Whatever you tell them, that it'll be better. It'll be fine, okay? By the way, Phil, I saw a product that some of your female listeners would be interested in. It's a woman with a rubber protector shield on top of her head so that when a man and a woman very tastefully are making love, a woman's head doesn't get split open by hitting the headboard. And we wanted to talk a little bit about that, huh? Phil?
Yes, I really don't know what you hope...
Just do it!
Do what?
Talk about the shield!
There's a new rubber shield you can buy that you wear on top of your head so it doesn't get split open when it's getting banged against a headboard.
Right. And then the other thing are diet tips. Women feel like here are bigger, and the men, you know, women have bigger asses than men, and they hate that. So how does a woman get an ass the size of a man? We'll explain that next hour. Go ahead, say that.
I know you women out there have asses bigger than the men that you live with. How does a woman get an ass that's the size of a man's? We'll explain that next hour.
And I want you to do that better.
I know a lot of you ladies out there are afraid your ass is bigger than your husband's. We'll explain how you can get an ass the size of your husband's next hour.
On the Phil Henry Show.
On the Phil Henry Show.
All right. I think we've set the table very nicely. Give the phone numbers. Give the phone numbers.
And the phone number is 1-800-449-8686.
Go to the break.
And you're listening to the Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. With me is David Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication for our show, as we retool the Phil Henry Show to get it more female-friendly, 18 to 34-year-old women. That's the wheelhouse demo. That's the demo where most of the money spent by women is spent for advertising. Some of the things that, and you just got done with focus groups, right, David?
Right, Phil. Let me just take over for a second and tell everybody these focus groups were done over a period of 2 weeks with some 3,000 different women in the Southern California area, ages 18 to 34. We determined that women, and we also talked to a variety of women in other base areas, Oregon, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida, New York, Tennessee, and in Nevada. We determined that women like to hear about beauty tips, fashion tips, the glass ceiling, and stuff like that, and about their boyfriends being crap. I don't know, Phil. I don't know anything about...
Yeah, I mean, the way you're saying it, it doesn't sound like you know much about it.
What I'm saying is, and diet tips, too. Women want to talk about diets, and they want to keep the weight off.
Okay, there's got to be a better way of putting it. Here is...
Well, if I'm not putting it, how would you put it?
Well, you can talk about health and fitness. As far as relationships go, you don't say, call us up and tell us about the human garbage you're going out with and how we can't find your clitoris. Maybe you can talk about having a fulfilling relationship and what it means.
All right. There you see, you put it very well.
All right. Well, we can do that. But I just don't know about the way that you're putting it. Salinas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. I am so offended by all of these topics
that you're coming up with.
I'm 33.
See what I'm talking about, David?
Let me tell you, I work in an office of 20 women who are all in their early 30s, and we talk about social issues. We talk about local issues. We talk about education. We talk about the world, the trade agreement between China and the United States in terms of how it affects workers.
You know about
how
that?
How it affects families, how it affects people.
Where'd you hear
we
about that?
We talk about real life issues.
Well, where did you hear about the China deal, ma'am?
Women dieting tips and beauty tips instead of politics and act like women between 18 and 34 have no intelligence whatsoever.
Well, ma'am, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Where'd you hear about the China deal?
Excuse me?
Where'd you hear about the China thing?
I read the newspaper.
She reads the newspaper.
There are
all right, that's something that I need
to
put down.
This is the most
my wife.
Offensive.
Let
you
me tell you something.
I'm going
to
get a transcript of this show, and I'm going to forward it to the National Organization of Women because I think we should mount a protest and it's discrimination.
Wait a second. Don't go overboard.
It's obvious it's offensive.
Don't go overboard. All I'm trying to do is get information here, ma'am.
No,
that's
you're
all.
Not trying to get information.
Yes, I am.
You're asking stupid questions to stupid people and then coming up with stupid responses.
Now, let's
what
talk about this focus group.
Real questions.
Let's talk about the focus group
it's
that you were
that you asked the
talking
wrong
to.
Your focus
were these the right
clear.
Women? What? These were only Southern California women?
No, I told you, Phil. They were women from across the country.
No, and obviously you set them up with stupid questions.
Well, let me ask you a question, Matt. Let me ask you a question. Does your boyfriend or husband know where your clitoris is?
Oh, boy, man,
that's
bad.
Wait a minute.
I spend a lot of money on AM radio.
No, I'm just trying to...
A lot of different causes to keep public radio going, and you've just lost me as a customer.
You, David, that was the wrong thing to ask.
That's what the women told us, that they're sexually...
Well, obviously, you set them up with questions that would ensure that you got stupid answers, and now you're dealing with stupidity. And if you want to turn off your female audience, keep talking. This will work.
Is your ass bigger than your husband?
Lose your audience tonight. Any women out there?
Is your ass bigger than your husband?
Shut off your radios. These guys are full of crap.
Jeez, what a bitch. Huh?
Any women out there?
Oh, come on, will
you? We have to stand up for ourselves, girls. This is the time to do it.
Ma'am, please don't send a tape to the National Organization of Women. Please don't send a tape to the National Organization of Women. Please don't do that.
Absolutely.
Please. Oh, please, dear God, no.
I can't, in good conscience.
If you do that, it's over.
To allow the
National Organization of Women,
where
they're worse than the FCC. If you send a tape to the National Organization of Women, that's like sending it to the FCC. They'll shut us down.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks a lot, David. Now you got the National Organization of Women involved, huh?
Oh, no.
There's a few other organizations that I'm sure would be interested as
Not that. Look at
you know what? I think the FCC should know about it, too. That's a good idea.
Is your ass bigger than your husband's?
You know what? There are women out
there. Come on, that's either a yes or a no.
If you care at all, girls,
that's either
send
a yes or no.
Letter and shut them off. If you care, girls, just shut them off.
If you care, girls, get that weight on your ass off. If you care.
It's not even worth talking to. You're clearly beneath my level.
No. I'm asking you. Where'd you hear about it? She hung up.
Thank you very much.
For what? She's fooling around.
She's going to send a tape to the National Organization of Women. She's
clowning. She's not going to do that. She was joking.
Joking?
Yeah. It was a joke call. Now go on, take another call.
Pacific Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I have to say, the only human trash is the human trash that you have on the radio and other men that are like that. Clearly, you must have, like, taken 12-year-olds coming out of Walmart or somewhere else or at some teeny bop or some arcade or something to interview people.
What would a 12-year-old girl know about this stuff?
That's what I'm asking. Obviously,
all I'm hearing about are these women talking about how their boyfriends don't know where their clitoris is. You said 12-year-old girls know about that?
When did you ask them questions? Does your husband know where your scalp is, clitoris, or
all
your toenails?
No, all I said was, what's the biggest problem with your husband?
But it was a Scantron you asked them?
No, I said, what's the biggest problem?
And how do you know? Did you check their IDs or anything like that? Who are you interviewing? I'm 28 years old. I have a 3-year-old daughter. My husband knows exactly where my clitoris is, and he knows many other things.
Congratulations.
We read newspaper together and
things
like that.
Well,
you're very
rare. Does he read you the paper to you?
You are so funny. Are you even married?
David, what is that supposed to mean?
Do you even have women in your life? Do you even know what a woman is?
Look, lady, all
I'm
saying...
What are you doing, reading magazines to try and find out women? I bet you got this information out of Teen Magazine. That's what you sound like. You sound like you went to Vogue or Teen Magazine to get information that you can dig up so you wouldn't have to do any research. Clearly, if you did any research, you would know what women would want.
What about horoscopes? What about horoscopes?
What about horoscopes?
Well, women like to
go. Crap, they're in the newspaper. Why do we need to have
them on the
people? Why do we need horoscopes on AM radio?
Why do most of the people go to
the? Is that what makes your wife tick? Let me ask you. Is that what makes your wife tick?
The psychic hotline's mostly women.
Oh my gosh.
Who calls the psychic hotline?
Mostly women.
Of intelligence? Is that what you're talking? Let me ask you. Did you talk of women of substance? Well, what were these? Your family members?
Do you put anything on your head to keep it from getting split open when it pounds against the headboard?
Who are you talking to, Monica Lewinsky?
I'm talking to you.
What does that have to do with anything?
Monica Lewinsky.
What kind of women did you talk to? Was this your family?
I'm asking you. I'm asking you right now, ma'am.
Why don't you ask this lady then some of the questions?
All right, I'm going to ask you, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. The guy that you go out with, is he human garbage?
The only human garbage is the human garbage that I'm wasting my time talking to you with.
And he knows where your clitoris is.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny because you're such a joke, clearly.
And what about when the top of your head gets split open?
All right. You asked that, okay? She obviously isn't your candidate.
Jesus.
Well, all right.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. What about when the top of your head gets split open?
I'm asking questions from the focus group.
That's terrific. That's great.
What, are you telling me we blew off all the women?
Yeah, I think so. I think pretty much did that, brother. And if you're going to talk about waxing, you got to know something about it.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. Ripping the skin off of each other every 2 weeks, I don't know what it is. 1-800-449-8... What's our number? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry. Landry Show, 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall, the Vice President of Programming for the Phil Henry Show, is my guest. And the research done to enable our show to get more 18 to 34-year-old listeners is being questioned by some of our callers here. David, you've heard their questions.
Well, what I'm hearing is they're saying that the questions are too offensive, but maybe that's where we're missing it. Maybe I'm not putting the questions right, but these are the things that women are definitely interested in.
Women are definitely interested in beauty tips?
Beauty tips, fashion tips, hitting the glass ceiling, horoscopes, relationships, dieting, and waxing, stuff like that.
That's what they're definitely interested in?
Absolutely.
All right, here is Achua on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes.
I have one simple question. Dave, what rock did you crawl out from underneath? I'm a damn truck driver, and even I don't sink this low.
What's low about it, lady? Look, first of all, you're a truck driver, so I don't even know whether you qualify.
Excuse me?
I'm talking about women who are professional.
I'll hold it.
I'm talking about professional women, okay? Not somebody.
I am a professional. When was the last time you made $880,000 in a year just going up and down the road?
I make that coming to work every morning, lady, okay? Now, first of all, if you're working for your husband, it doesn't count.
I don't have a husband.
Well, what man do you work for?
I don't have one.
What man do you work for?
I buried him.
What man do you work
for? I don't work for a man. I own this truck.
You're telling me you own that truck?
Yes, I do.
You don't believe that?
That's not what we found out. That's not what we found out. Okay, so if you're driving a truck, are you interested in beauty tips?
Yes, I take care of myself.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, what do you mean,
boy.
Oh, boy?
Well, how good can she look? Come on.
Just ask her the questions.
Well, to begin with, I'm 5'2". I weigh 122 pounds.
You into voodoo?
Pardon?
What do you mean voodoo?
I mean, you into voodoo.
Psychics. Is she into psychics?
You into psychics?
Oh, there's a psychic, all right. The psychic says that you need to crawl back under the rock you got out from underneath, Dave.
Are you straight?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you go out with men, right?
Definitely.
Do they know where your clitoris is?
Okay, come on, man. Stop with the question, all right?
I'm a truck driver, and even we don't go that damn low.
Come on.
I'm asking questions.
I mean, we may be rude, crude, and socially unacceptable, okay?
We'll
tell some of the nastiest jokes out there.
Well,
but
what's your problem? Okay. Well, look at it. If you don't like it, what the hell you calling me for? Okay.
Where the clit is.
Hey, wait a second.
If the partner does, she can find it.
Where's your ass? Is it bigger than your husband's?
She doesn't have a husband.
I don't have a husband. I buried him. Okay.
All right. Was your ass bigger than your husband? Well, I guess after he's dead, it would
no,
be.
No, it wasn't.
Oh man.
As a matter of fact, it was 3 inches shorter.
Your ass was 3 inches shorter than your husband's.
Yes, it is. He wore a 34 waist, and I wore a 31, and that's when I was pregnant.
That's pretty fat. 31-inch waist is pretty fat for a woman. You're supposed to be...
Yeah, not bad, considering I was pregnant almost 9 months gone.
What's the ideal measurement for a woman?
The ideal measurements that we found out in our focus group for a woman is 44, 24, 36.
Oh, please. You know, I got a sister like that, but she works in Nevada,
Well,
okay?
That's supposed to be what you're supposed to be at. Are you... You sound like
not at 5 foot tall. I'm a real person, okay?
Lady, you sound like
I'm not something that crawls out of the Vogue magazine, and I don't go for the liposuction and all the breast augmentations.
Well,
I don't
today's the day.
Things.
You're burning daylight.
Yeah,
you might want to get started.
Big words.
Look at a fat dwarf driving a truck. Ain't going to get too many men. I don't know what you want.
What do you mean a fat dwarf? The lady called in to answer somebody's questions, okay?
She's all pissed off and upset. She's getting in my face. These are important questions.
If she had a face, you'd know what it was for.
If I had a face, this face is leaving in 5 minutes, and you better not be on it. That's what I've got to say about that.
All right. Thanks very much. Hello?
Hello.
Okay. What? Okay. I think we can... I mean, you know... When he starts breaking out those jokes, and you better not be on it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. The results of the research that was done was broken down. This is research into 18 to 34-year-old women and how we can get more of them listening to our show. politics. Mr. Hall said that 18 to 34-year-old women don't bring it up to them because they don't understand the big words. Beauty tips. If it's possible for the woman to be beautiful, you can talk about that. He is now still determining whether we have any beautiful women listening to the show. I happen to know that we've got at least three beautiful women listening to the show, and that would be my wife, Nikki, and Gretchen, you know, Craig's girlfriend, and Mike's wife.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
What a pandering ass. Look,
I'm not pandering. I'm just trying to be polite. Now, what is it that we're going to be talking about here? You're going to be talking...
Phil, what we did was the research into whether or not your radio program could be listened to by women. And the fact is, you've heard it. It can't. Women hate your show. And I don't think there's any way that...
Women hate my show ever since you came on it talking about... Tell us about the human garbage you're living with and how we can't find your clitoris. And waxing. I don't know anything about waxing. And
that's why women don't like your show.
Well, if you would have told me, maybe I'd find out something about waxing. Now you're telling me about how a rubber protector shield that she attaches to the top of her head. What's that about?
That's something that we found out in talking to couples and in talking about tastefully making love, okay? I'm not talking about screwing now. I'm not talking about tastefully making love. And
what do you mean by tastefully making love?
We determined that most women, when they are making love to their husband, would like to be on their backs with their arms caressing his shoulder and him kissing their neck and their cheek. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's what most women want. But what we found out is that when a man gives them that, they wind up splitting their heads on the headboard from being driven into...
Okay, I got that already.
So all I'm saying is we come out with these rubber protector shields for the tops of their heads and have the Phil Hendry show on top of it. This is a real marketing opportunity.
I will never agree to it.
Come on, Phil.
I'll never agree to anything that low and that disgusting. I will never, ever agree to have my name on a rubber protector shield for the top of a woman's head.
You're missing out on a great opportunity.
I may well be missing out on a great opportunity. You're telling me something like that'll sell?
The husbands will buy it. To give it to Mother's Day and
I won't have anything to do with it.
Not even for Valentine's Day.
You're trying to tell me that a guy is going to... I'm going to sell this on my show, a rubber protector shield from a woman's head for Valentine's Day.
What a great gift. A great gift idea.
I'll never agree to it.
Well, I think you ought to...
I'll never agree to it. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm totally disgusted by this man, and I'm sorry that he...
You see what I'm saying, David? You're doing it all wrong.
No, they don't like your show.
Am I on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this. Judith Reichman. She's an author. She wrote a book called Relax, This Won't Hurt. That's great.
Hello?
And you hate my show.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, me?
Yes,
now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to know if you're obligated to listen to this man's suggestions, if you have to put them into action, because I think you're going to end up losing a lot more callers and listeners, because I'm 18 years old. I just moved out to California from Pennsylvania, so talk radio is really new to me, and your show is one of my favorites to listen to, and I think it's just fine the way it is right now. And I just
Ma'am, this is David Hall. Let me answer that question for Phil.
Well, I think she wanted me to answer it.
I don't think you're qualified to answer it. I'll answer it. Is Phil obligated? Well, I'm his boss.
Okay, I realize that, but... Okay, go ahead.
See what I'm saying? So in other words, when I tell him to do something, he just... Let me just say this to you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you just let professionals do this, and you can just look beautiful and do what you do?
Oh, man, I don't think that has to do with anything.
Well, what I'm saying is let me decide what's best for the radio show, and you just go fix your hair.
Because
and get ready for your man.
There's a lot more to a woman or a person than that, and I'm the one that's listening to the radio. If you want, you're saying you want people to continue.
We want more women.
People to be listening to this show, right?
We want more
and you're
women.
Aiming at women.
We want
I'm
women.
I'm a woman. You're not. I'm telling you that I listen to this show for the very reason that it isn't.
Thank you.
Beauty tips and waxing your legs. I could go buy a Cosmopolitan. I think that you're saying
Let me ask you a question. If you're on the
listen
phone right
now. Listen to me, please.
Well, you're on the phone right
listen
now. You could
me,
be douching
please.
Or something, right?
Would you please?
You should be douching your mouth.
How dare you?
I'm asking questions
listen
here.
Listen to me.
Good
I'm in the
God.
Middle of my sentence, please.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Oh, go right ahead, ma'am. You know what?
Will you shut up, David?
You're talking about people 18 to 36, and it sounds by the issues that you're telling him that he should put on his show that you're talking to people that are 12 to 15 years old. I wanted to know also, I wanted to ask you, the women that made up your focus group?
Yeah.
Are they familiar with the Phil Hendry show? Do they know what it consists of and what the show is actually about? Because I think that would have some impact on the issues that they might want to hear on it.
Well, I think what we need to do is just let the professionals take
care
of it.
No, I want to know, were they familiar with the show?
I think we need to let the professionals take care of it. You
no,
go ahead and
please
get,
answer my question.
You go ahead and douche and look beautiful for your boyfriend.
No, no, no.
Would you
Why
please
you
stop that? Would
question?
You stop that?
Because you're... You
no,
you
are ignoring my question.
You don't know what you're talking
about. You know I'm right.
Hang up on her, Phil.
David, I
said to hang up on her.
You should hang up
I
on
have
you.
To,
hang up on her or you're fired.
You're going to fire me?
If you don't hang up on her,
Why are you threatening him?
You're fired if you don't hang up on her.
No, he's
I have to hang up on you, ma'am. He's going to fire me if I...
Fire. Go ahead.
That's okay. I
you know, I have
I
a
totally
wife.
Understand.
I got four kids.
I feel very bad for you that you have to work for somebody so close-minded.
Okay. Are you going to hang up on her or you want
to
get fired?
I'll continue to listen to
I'm,
your show.
Thank
and
you
I
very
enjoy
much.
It the way it
I said to hang up on her.
Midland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I was interested in the conversation you had earlier with the truck driver when you were berating the female truck driver and
that
said
would
you
be
were
me,
interested.
Ma'am.
Hello?
That would be me, yeah.
Yes, and you said you were interested in professional women, and I'm a professional woman. And
what do you do?
I'm in accounting. I'm a CPA.
And what man do you work for?
I beg your pardon?
What male employs you?
I work for a partnership that includes male and female partners.
Okay. Works for a partnership, includes male and female partners. Go ahead.
Yes. And your entire approach is that what women are interested in is beauty tips and waxing. And if you're interested in what waxing is, I could discuss that.
Yeah, would you tell me what is that? It sounds grotesque.
It's the removal of hair through wax, hot wax.
Oh, I'm going to vomit.
Oh, well,
I
you know, that sounds pleasing.
I'm going to pitch my guts up. You got to be kidding me.
That
removal
sounds
of
very
hair.
Pleasing.
Removal of hair through what?
Through hot wax.
Yikes.
It's warm. It doesn't burn, and it takes a second,
man.
And it's an irritant.
Mm.
But my point is that women are interested in a lot more than just beauty. I mean, we actually have a brain. It may not be what you look at or what you're interested in a woman, but we have brains. That's a nice comment, and it really addresses the point, doesn't it?
He's being a child. Okay. Ma'am, you've got a very good point.
That's
what
very
is with
responsive.
Him? What is he doing?
Right.
All we
I
did
think
was talk.
Avoiding an intelligent discussion.
Yeah, we talked about waxing, pulling hair off.
Do you shave? Do you shave?
David, do you shave?
Do you shave? I mean, I know you sound like a mountain man with an intelligence of an idiot child, but do you shave?
Ma'am, I think we got to take a break.
I don't shave my nutsack, if that's what you're asking me.
You don't shave what?
1-800-449-8686 Phil Hendry Show. Show here, 1-800-449-8686. So this is a great thing, and I'm not going to say who, but we got some very heavy hitters. We got some guys bringing the big lumber in our studio. I won't mention any names, Craig, but he's here. And anyway, we had an idea in terms of marketing the show. We want to get some Citizens Auxiliary Police armbands. We want to get some Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse t-shirts. We want to get some Margaret Gray, I don't know, some kind of a plastic protector for the top of the head so the women don't hit their heads against. And he's now peeling off the $100 bills. It'll take that. Get this whole thing in motion. He's going to throw me a 50. Go ahead, Phil. Go on down to a t-shirt shop and have it done. So, and by the way, I did take a call, and we ought to be going into the office later on. I took a call from a graphic artist who'd like to get on this. See, the time is now to start making some of this real change. As long as I blew off those movie guys tonight, a couple of guys want to put me in a movie. I never heard of them. Spielberg something. And I said, I can't make it. I got a stiff neck. So, your wife what? Oh, your wife's a graphic designer. Yeah, that's right. So we can make this a real, we can do it out of my garage. We can all get together. We can silkscreen all this stuff. I'll bring the beer. Nice going, Mike. I won't mention any names, but there was a very popular radio host here in Southern California who used to be on opposite me at night on another radio station, and he pressed his own CDs because his radio station was too cheap to do it for him. Now, we have the great Joe Escalante over at Kung Fu Records in our corner, but this poor guy's got to go home with his own CD pressing machine in the garage someplace while he's smoking weed and his wife won't talk to him and press his own CDs. Don't sue me. I didn't mention your name. We'll keep it all in the family. So anyway, I think that's a really good idea. And just when we can begin to really start to make this change trickling. I'm 47, okay? And I'm not going to make any bones about it. It's getting a little tight. I have to start making hay while the sun shines. I got to start bringing the money in. Otherwise, my wife, she's going to be moving on to husband number. I don't know how many it is now. So something, I'm kidding around, honey. So something's got to give. Now, that big hole in my backyard, man, they tell me I've got to put cement in it so I can swim in it. And I had no idea. I thought I could just dig a big mud hole and we could go swimming. But apparently I've got to put cement in it, put you know, all kinds of crap, you know, pebble tech and everything. So I can't afford that either. So it's rough. It's a rough thing, and it's getting rougher. But with Mr. Kitchen's 50, who knows, man? We can put on our own show in the barn there, and Grandpa will get rid of the leprosy that he contracted. We'll get some horses, and Shirley Temple come back from the dead. It'll be fun. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be putting a show on in a barn next week. Here's a very much requested show called Moon Moods on the Phil Hendry Show. So remember, ladies, give us a call here, 1-800-449-8686. Why is your ass bigger than your husband's? I apologize. I was told to say that. Get out of here, Craig. Quit telling me what to say, huh?